10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tesh begins now. The great Rob Domofsky, friend of show, frequent contributor, is part of the NFL Nation crew at ESPN, one of the 32 beat writers that they have at their disposal. And they did an interesting activity, which is not always the case. But in this case, it was very interesting to me. They went through all 32 teams and gave their ceiling and their floor. The roof, the ceiling is the roof, for whatever Michael Jordan once said. Tausch, have you read this?
I haven't. I have not, no.
Just
was
behind
I
the
supposed
scenes.
To?
Not only did Jesse send the link, but I actually screenshot the section on the Packers just so I can make it easier on you.
Like,
so,
I honestly think you have to try to not find this based on how we shared it with you today.
Indeed. So, kudos.
Well, you sent it at 8:48. Like, I'm prepping other stuff at 8:48.
Like what?
8:42, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Pet Cemetery. Yeah, 8:42. Sorry, Ed. You gave me 18 minutes instead of 8. Because I have my own thoughts. I like to react to Rob's thoughts with my own thoughts.
If you would have let me finish.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you didn't
talking,
see it.
In fairness.
No, Jesse chimed in. I don't want to relitigate what occurred
Jesse
there.
With his...
I'm actually glad.
A well-rested Jesse.
He's going to leave in the bottom of the eighth inning of the show. I'm actually glad you didn't read what I sent you, because I am curious. So this has worked out perfectly, was what I was trying to say, that you don't know what Rob did. So Mark Gerald Tauscher Esquire, what is your ceiling for the Green Bay Packers as far as a regular season record? They did not do winning the Super Bowl. And what is the floor for the 2024 Green Bay Packers in your estimation?
Okay, so again, I'm going to throw the caveat of no Jordan Love injury, because that is your wrecking ball, if you will. So the floor would be a lot lower if he is not playing. Fair?
Thank you, Miley Cyrus. Yes. Get that picture of Tausch on the wrecking ball, please.
I think the floor for this team is 9-8. I don't think there's any way they're going to be worse record-wise this season than what they were last year. Okay? So I think 9-8 is where their floor is going to settle in.
Okay. I'm always leery of that phrase, you know. I don't see any way blank.
Yeah, I just said there's injuries can always derail anything, but if you're playing at close to full strength, this roster and this team is just built the way I like it.
Yeah.
So I don't know from a ceiling standpoint, because we're not getting into playoffs. The ceiling is the number one seed. And I believe 14 to 15 wins is what it's going to need to be that ceiling. And the schedule, while it is there's some difficult games, the vast majority of their quote unquote where they're playing playoff teams from last year, they're going to be here at Lambeau Field. And my thought process has always been, if you're a really good team, you should go, in my career, 7-1, 8-0 at home. That's your formula. And then if you split on the road, you're 12-4. This, again, 16-game schedule. That would usually get you a 1 or a 2 seed. Well, now it's obviously there's 9 home games. I'll be really disappointed if this team, at the worst, should be 7-2 at home. That is at the worst-case scenario for me. I think they should have a great shot at running the table at home. That's what good teams do. So I got the ceiling at 14 to 15 wins. That's where I'm looking at.
14 to 15 wins.
That's the ceiling. Yeah.
15-2.
Are you going to be crazy? Like, are you going to say it's crazy if they go 14-3 this year? I'm not.
I don't do you, you don't
I don't
expect
think they're
that
going to
occur.
In fairness, yeah, I think you. Like when we make our predictions, I will have them 11-12. I think 12 is where I'm going to probably settle because
yeah, I'm
there's
going to
be a clunker
too.
Or two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be a clunker or two, but if things go right and young teams that gain confidence and get their swagger and you got depth, things get better. This team gets better as the season goes. So the opening game obviously is going to be tough. You got a 10-hour flight. You got a short runway in Green Bay. There's all the things that we've heard all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that game's going to shake out. But if they win that game, I'm just like I did last year, I'll say that they're going to win 13 or 14 games if they win that opener.
Okay.
If they don't, it's going to be 12 or 13.
All right, I guess my thought is I think the ceiling has to be more realistic and less of the if everything goes their way. 14 just feels like a really big number to me. Like, to go from 9-8 to 14-3, I think they're a playoff team. I think they're going to be battling the Lions to win the division. I think what I'm predicting is also what I think is their best case scenario, which is 12-5. 11-6, 12-5. So I will admit they go 13-4 or 14-3 or 15-2, I will be stunned. That I will be stunned by. I expect them to go at minimum 11-6. So I want to get to what's the matter? Your face, you got a face. You're making a face.
No. I was going to chime in, and then I figured you're going to break because you're trying to get back on the clock. And since I've been giving you clock management grief, I didn't want to stop that. But I just Jesse continues to throw the Packers schedule up on our video screen in between breaks.
Huh?
And I have a hard time finding 5 or 6 losses on that schedule. I do.
Okay.
This is not a murderer's row of this is not a murderer's row schedule this year. Jacksonville? Really?
I mean, there's always one that they lose that you don't
expect.
Seattle
will be tricky. Listen, I agree. That's why I'm not saying they're going to be 17-0. I'm saying the ceiling is 14 or 15 wins.
Well, they,
that's where I'm seeing.
Okay, so we could continue this discussion. Like, I'm curious. Do you think they'll lose one of the two games to the Bears? Right?
No.
Okay, well.
Has Matt LaFleur ever lost to the Bears?
He has not, but eventually that kind of thing does happen from time to time. I also would say that I don't expect them to lose a game to the Vikings the way things are going for the Vikings
either.
Right now. But do I think they will split with the Bears? I do. Do I think they will split with the Lions? I do. There's two losses in the division. Okay. Do I think that they will lose on the road to the Rams or to the Seahawks? They'll probably lose one of those two. Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so now I'm up to 3. And I'm only expecting them to lose 5 or 6 games. So there's going to be one game that they have no business losing that they're going to lose. Because every team has that happen to them. So now I'm at 4. So the idea of them going 15-2 would be amazing. It would be an unbelievably great story. And I will be here for every one of those 15 wins if that's what happens. I'm just saying that's a really high – that's like a vaulted ceiling.
So I have – what are those called when you got that good crest in the ceilings? It's not vaulted.
Are you sure?
Somebody will text me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not vaulted. It's crown. Crown molded. Crown molded ceiling where it's popped up. I am changing mine. I just tweeted out. My ceiling is at 14-3. I probably got a little ahead of myself. But
front of your
this
skis.
Team, if this defense is markedly better than what it was, does anybody think that our offense is going to look like it did in the first 2 months last year? Maybe a game. But we're not. There's just – and again, I might be palming this. I might be homering this. I was pretty honest and pretty fair last year. I did not think I just I'm not seeing it, Jason.
Right.
We'll continue
this discussion. I don't think you're right about crown molding. I think
the ceilings that are vaulted, you have crown molding in within those ceilings.
Sounds like what the dentist does.
Nah, nice. Good one. That was well done. What Kohler Services does is not vaulted ceilings or crown molding or any sort of periodontic work. They make your bathroom look beautiful.
They do indeed, and now is the time to beat the heat with a refreshing new shower or bath from Kohler Services. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, get zero-interest financing for 12 months, and you get a free shower door with your Luxstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. And as always, you get fast, professional installation that is always included. Again, head over to KohlerServicesWI.com.
We'll continue the floor-ceiling conversation next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Continuing our ceiling and floor conversation. Out of the darkness.
Jesse's getting ready for Ian O'Connor, Out of the Darkness. He put that big black screen.
Thank you.
Literally both made the same joke.
Finishing each other's jokes now.
Scarier by the day. All right, so you've pulled back. You admit that you got a little over your skis with 15 and 2.
14 and 3 is the ceiling. Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to know, since you did not read it, and I'm glad you didn't, would you like to know where our friend Rob Domofsky put this?
Absolutely.
Great, because it means I get to read on the radio. Ceiling 12 and 5. Floor 7 and 10. I got the floor at 9 and 8.
Yeah.
Because this is usually on the defense, and the defense almost never lives up to the challenge, hence the Packers being on their third defensive coordinator in the past six seasons, maybe it's worth considering the difference between good and great for this team is whether Jacobs, because he said, I'm sorry, I should have said this earlier, Jacobs is the biggest X factor. The difference between good and great for this team is whether Jacobs can have the kind of impact Aaron Jones had when healthy. Jacobs, age 26, compared to Jones at 29, and durability were among the reasons the Packers made the change at running back, but he has big shoes to fill. I'm not going to speak for Rob, but I think he didn't want to write about the defense for the umpteenth time on this, so he picked Josh Jacobs. But if the defense is as good as it's been advertised and as good as it's looked in camp, they are not going to be hitting the floor. They're not. They're going to be well over the floor that he has listed. I think that's more than Josh Jacobs' presence that's going to make the difference in their record. That's just me.
Well, yeah, but I do think Josh Jacobs is going to be a big factor in how efficient this offense is.
And I agree.
Again, if you look at September and October of last year, Aaron Jones missed a bunch of time. Yanked Miami and Chicago, and it wasn't the same, and that helps. You know, I talk a lot about the offensive line getting better. Well, offensive linemen get a lot better when you have really good players.
Mm-hmm.
We were a much better offensive line because Amon Green was a great running back. This offensive line will be a heck of a lot better when Aaron Jones was out there, you know, breaking tackles and getting in the open field and making guys miss. So when you've put all of those things together, I do think that Josh Jacobs is going to need to be a bell cow. And if he is, this offense is going to be a lot better than what it was even at the end of last year. And that's why I think that ceiling is just – or the floor is too low for my account. I think 9-8 is the floor, and that's if things don't go according to plan.
Yeah,
if they do, I think 13-14 wins is where I think they'll end up.
And I think it's more 11, 12 wins. I just think they're going to hit a rough patch that even the Super Bowl winning teams have hit. And how they bounce back or where that lands them in the postseason rankings in terms of the seeding will be factored into that. They are undeniably, in my mind, a playoff team. The question isn't whether or not they'll make the playoffs if Jordan Love stays healthy. The question to me is, how far will they go? That's for me. And I believe that the defense is the biggest X factor. That's not to say that Rob is wrong in thinking that Josh Jacobs is important to their success, because he is. I'm not denying that at all. But I have spent the last 3+ weeks watching the defense. I had a question to Jordan Love, and Jesse, I don't know if we're going to have to do the audio today, but I basically asked him, and I wanted to use your line, but I didn't. The defense has basically been eating your lunch. Are you looking forward to them doing that to some other quarterbacks instead of you? And
that's saucy. And
he loved it. And he admitted that they have been great against him and that he is eager for other quarterbacks to have to deal with him. So this is where I think the X factor is. If they are good, and this isn't just false hope, if they are good, then the ceiling is probably higher than Rob has it at 12-5. I would agree with you. But again, okay. That's an important if, and staying healthy, as we know, is the biggest if, and we're taking that one out of the equation for this conversation. Have you done your prize picks for the season yet? Have you locked those in yet?
No,
I'm wondering where you're at on Jordan.
Yeah, I'm going to wait a little bit longer. A lot like when people are doing their fantasy drafts, you do that. But I'm going to get a couple of these season deals. I'm going to take a good look at it. And it's going to be on Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And unlike other apps, Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do, pick more or less on a 2-6 player stat projection and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today. You get $50 instantly when you play 5. You don't even need to win to get the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed, like Joe Namath's Super Bowl win. Preseason football is underway, but you can also pick more or less on 2024 season stats on Prize Picks. Will Patrick Mahomes throw for more or less than 4,300 yards? Jordan Love, you got old Burrow, they got them all. And it all starts on week 1. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game.
New tagline. Jesse has been mysterious, not out of the darkness, mysterious like Aaron Rodgers, mysteriously quiet. But I have not heard. He's a fan. I mean, he falls asleep at games. He sometimes leaves games early. But where's his ceiling and floor? We'll ask him that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to find. And then I try to make my way to the ordinary world. I will learn to survive.
Floor versus ceiling, Packers versus the rest of the division and the rest of the NFC. I'm curious where their ceiling ranks compared to some others. Jesse will get to that. But Jesse, are you closer to Tausch's ceiling of 4? Because we agree on the floor, right? You and I agree 9-8 is the floor in our minds. Barring a catastrophic injury, the floor is 9-8, right, Tausch? That's where we're both at.
Yeah.
You're putting the ceiling at 14-3. I'm expecting them to go 11-6, and I'm putting the ceiling at 12-5. Jesse, are you closer to Tausch and getting over your skis, or are you closer to me on your ceiling?
I'm not getting over my skis because I look at the Packers and the Texans similarly in that they fit the formula of teams that overachieve one year and can have a step backwards in a second year that many think that they're going to be the next, you know, best of the best. The Philadelphia Eagles fit that last year. Mm-hmm. And I called that one accurately before the season, so I need to apply the same logic when I look at the Packers heading into this year. The difference is that Jordan Love's more of a veteran than Jalen Hurts or Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars were the team the year before that. But with both the Texans and the Packers, there's a bunch of young players who played a favorable schedule in a year in which they made the playoffs and made a nice run. This year, they'll both play more difficult schedules. Now, thankfully, because they play the AFC South, number one, they play the Texans, but number two, the AFC South isn't the strongest division of opponents. So the Packers' schedule still isn't that bad, but it will be tougher than it was last year, going at just strength of schedule. And so when you look at that, you look at the opponents, you look at how much better the rest of the NFC North is, especially the Bears, as much as we don't want to admit it, I'm skeptical that they're going to make just, well, they're better, so therefore their record will be better. I'm skeptical to make that much of a jump yet. I think they're going to be a better team. I think they will have a better record, but I'm more in Jason's camp of a 11-win, 12-win, you know, best-case scenario as opposed to 14, 15 wins like old T's saying.
Well, we'll see.
Best
we'll find out together.
Scenario is best case scenario, though. That I think that's where you are.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think the best case scenario they're winning 14 games. I don't.
Yeah,
I think you're
wrong about that. But that's the thing is, you'll never know. What would have been fascinating is if Rob did this last year, because last year the floor would have been 3 or 4 wins.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And I don't know the ceiling. I don't think I would have went higher than 10 or 11.
I would have gone 9. I would have gone 9. Because
so
I had them at
6
and 11.
They hit their ceiling? So you think last year they hit their ceiling?
Well, here's the thing. In the regular season?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
I think they did hit their ceiling last year.
I do too. And then they blew through the ceiling with what they did in Dallas and what they did in the first 3 quarters in San Francisco. Like, I didn't think they were capable of that. I didn't. And they were. Yeah. And that's compelling. So I don't think they're capable of being 14-3. But guess what? I didn't think they were capable of what they did in the playoffs, so I could be wrong about that too. And if I am, it is one hell of a story. Jesse, where are the Lions? Where are the Bears? I don't anticipate the Vikings having much of a ceiling. They're in one of those tiny little houses right now. But where are the Vikings, or where are the Bears, where are the Lions, and where are the 49ers on this?
Yeah, so let me ask you this way. So I'll give you what the ceiling and the floor is for some of these other teams. You tell me which you think is more likely for them to reach their ceiling or their floor. The Detroit Lions, ceiling 13-4, floor 8-9.
Mm. Yeah, I'd split the difference on that.
That's not the game.
I think it's more likely to be. No, I know it's more likely that there'll be floor than ceiling.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's the possibility of that coming crashing down in a big way.
So you think there's more likely a chance they're last
down
in the NFC North or missing the playoffs?
No, they're not.
They're
gonna
in
be
the
last.
NFC Championship, and then they go 8-9 the next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's not crashing down. That's completely crashing down.
If they make the playoffs, it's not a crash.
I agree, but that's not what we said the floor was. Are we not understanding the rules?
No, I understand what the rules are. I'm saying it's more likely that they're going to be that than they're going to be 14-3. Yeah, that's what. That's
even 14-3 wasn't on their list. All right,
let's try a different one. The Chicago Bears, ceiling 11-6, floor 6-11. Which is more likely to happen, Tausch?
Floor.
Very condescending there on clarifying the question.
I think the Bears will improve. I just, for them, it's going to be all about the start of their season. There's so many teams that are fragile that need to get out to good starts, or things will. I would put the Bears in that group. I'd put the New York Jets in that group. They're not hardened yet. And they have, I think, one of those, well, it's a young quarterback. Whenever you hear someone say, it ain't about the season, like we heard last year a ton with the Green Bay Packers, it's not about the record this year. It's about, is your quarterback getting better? That kind of sets a floor for you, even though you're not necessarily wanting to. I don't ever want to hear that, and that's why I fought about it last year, because it's a polluted mindset. Now, is it accurate? Yeah, sometimes it is. And I think that's where the Bears are living. I think if the Bears can sneak into the playoffs with 8 or 9 wins, that would be their ceiling.
I think their ceiling is 10-7. And I think that they are more likely to be closer to their ceiling than their floor. I think they've got a bunch of really good players on defense. I think Caleb Williams will be similar to what C.J. Stroud did last year. He will be the outlier of a quarterback who comes in and plays well. Not perfectly, not MVP levelly, but I don't think he'll be, you know, Bryce Young. I think he'll play well enough for them to win and go 10-7, 9-8, somewhere in there. So I think they'll be closer to their ceiling than they are to the 6-11 floor.
Okay.
Let's do the 49ers and then play trivia.
Yeah, the 49ers ceiling 13-4, which would be pretty much on par with what they've done the last couple of years. The floor 8-9. Taush, you were predicting that they would make a step back this year, potentially. Do you like 8-9 better than 13-4 for them?
Well, I have them at 10 wins, so yes, I think I'm going to go floor on that one, too. This is a team, I think they, if you could right now tell Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, it's January and you're a 5 seed, they would take it right now. I think they're injured, they're already banged up, they go hard, they had a lot of health worked their way last year. And it typically doesn't. That's one of the things with the Green Bay Packers. They're young, so I think they have a better chance of staying healthy. Because old guys don't get healthier as you get older. And these guys are all older.
It's true.
And now you got a couple of guys that aren't practicing. You're not even there. So it's not. And they know this. You can't just snap your fingers. This isn't instant mashed potatoes. This is, you got to work to make good mashed potatoes. You got to dig out the potatoes. You got to go in. That's what you're doing right now. You planted them in April. Now, up there, spuds up. You got to go get the pitchfork. You got to dig them out. And you got to wash them.
Spuds up.
You have to go through that process. It's so much easier just firing it in a microwave, but it ain't as good. The 49ers are finding that out. I've used the Mount Everest thing a bunch, so you can put that up there. That is how this goes. But the Niners know the grind. And at some point, you don't want to have to go out to the garden, dig up mashed potatoes, wash them, peel them, boil them, go through all the butter and all the milk and cream. You just want potatoes, and you want them now. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan want their potatoes, and they just want to get to January because everything else is moot. That's why I don't think they're going to get to their 13 wins.
They don't want to go out to the garden and dig up their mashed potatoes. All right, hopefully we can get a member of the Potato Corridor to be our trivia contestant.
Can I ask you, Jets 12-5 versus 7-10, since we're going to get into Rodgers and stuff here? Which
is
more likely?
That is such a boomer bust. That's such a great one. 7-10.
They're the ultimate ceiling or floor
team. That's a boomer buster.
Yeah. All right. Taush is going to tell us about Tito's in a second. We need to play trivia coming up next. Caller 12 for Out of the Darkness. Questions.
No, caller 8. Hey, he's not 12
he's
no
12
more.
He's 12 to us. He's 12
he's
to us.
Okay.
Caller 20.
Okay.
8 plus 12.
Great.
No, caller 12. Caller 12, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 12 plays trivia. Taush, hopefully our contestant will say, pour me in, Jesse, for trivia.
I, I am going to make a call. I think Don in Sun Prairie, I saw him. I was at football. His kid is on our football team. I saw Don came up and introduced himself and said all this nice stuff about our show. I said, what the heck? I haven't heard Gent Trivia lately. I'm guessing I motivated him. I think he's going to be caller 20 today and get in. And I bet he'd have a Tito's with me if that happens. Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy Bloody Mary for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito Rita during halftime. Or take home the win with a Tito's and anything. Soda, cranberry water, squeeze a lemon, whatever suits your fancy. You're calling this game. You can change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
Predicted. I can't believe you got this. It's amazing. Oh, wait, you got it wrong. It is Tom in Sun Prairie, not Don.
Oh, the ceiling was Don. The floor was somebody else, and I think the midway is Tom. So,
well, he is a first-time contestant, so he's definitely closer to the ceiling than he is to the floor. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
First time contestant. We love it. Thanks for playing. Here we go.
Happy to be here.
Aaron Rodgers is the category. Out of the Darkness is the name of the book. Mark Tauscher has the first question today.
All right. On which ESPN show did Aaron Rodgers announce in 2023 that his intention was to leave the Green Bay Packers and play for the Jets? Is it the Pat McAfee Show, Sports Center with Scott Van Pelt, or Around the Horn?
That would be the Pat McAfee Show.
One for one.
Jason's favorite show.
It is.
That's
my
your favorite.
Favorite
show, isn't it?
It is. Right after Unsportsmanlike. Question two. The only regular season play which Aaron Rodgers was part of for positive yardage last season with the Jets was a 26-yard run by which of these players? Was it Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, or Dalvin Cook?
I'm going to go Breece Hall.
Yeah.
B-R-E-E-C-E, Breece Hall, indeed. Question three, Tausch.
I spelled it wrong. Jesse, that means you spelled
Breece Stevens. Different than Breece
Hall. Breece Stevens. He did not
Breece
have
Terrace. Breece Terrace. My Aunt Gladys lived on Breece Terrace.
Spring Breece.
My Aunt Gladys.
Yeah, she was the goat. Aunt Gladys. She was
the goat of ants.
Which of these actors who narrates the HBO series Hard Knocks appeared on the first episode featuring Aaron Rodgers and the Jets last season, including narrating his own arrival by helicopter to practice? What kind of question is this? Is it Kevin James, Ray Romano, or Liev Schreiber?
That would be Liev Schreiber.
Tom, what a debut. Three
Tom
for
knows
three.
His stuff, man.
Four Dang. Entries into tomorrow's drawing.
Like Devin Williams in the ninth last night.
Not that you would know. Tom, great job, buddy. Thanks for playing for the first time, and good luck in the drawing tomorrow. You got four
hey,
entries.
Hey, Tom, before you go, Tom, great job. Yeah, chill. I know what I'm doing here. What is the one thing you want to know about this book? Since Ian O'Connor's joining us, you seem to know a lot about Aaron Rodgers. What's one thing you want to glean from what we're going to talk to Ian about?
What's not in the book that we should know? So, like, what was his impression of Aaron Rodgers that may not have made it into the book?
Great question.
Time. It was actually is a really good question, but I'm still trying to get to Ian O'Connor on time. So thanks, Tom. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Quick reminder, if you've been injured.
He didn't say love you. He didn't say
okay. That. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe he just didn't have time. If you've been seriously injured, and I hope you haven't been, but if you have and you need to make the call, make the one call. That's all. Gruber Law Offices, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. I do have a question I need to ask David today, so I need to reach out to him. But it's not because I've been injured. I hope it never is. Go to the website to find out more about the firm, gruber-law.com. Ian O'Connor, author of Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.